Now, today is our second week of Advent, and today I'm going to give you the message, the miracle of the message. Now, there are many various methods of communication. There are, of course, verbal and non-verbal, like body gestures or body language. There are written communications, there are visual communications, and there are listening as well as our part of communication. Now, you might ask, all these communication methods, which is the most effective and powerful? Well, there are not really the most effective and powerful one, but there is a tendency that is believed that our nonverbal communication, our body languages, our gestures, speak a lot more than they really are. About 65 to 93% of impact is addressed or communicated in a nonverbal way. And that speaks to me. I should be using more nonverbal as I deliver this message. But it's just the way that we perceive and understand the communication. The active listening is also a crucial part of our communication. Visual communication simplifies some complex ideas. And mixing all forms, verbal, nonverbal, written, visual, and listening, all these mix up to address and communicate our communication. Now, sign language is also a form of communication between the hearing impaired. And let me give you an example. I practiced. Jesus loves you. Jesus is Lord. Now, I haven't learned sign language in my life, but I was always fascinated by people speaking and talking in their sign language. The hands move fluidly and with their facial expressions and their mouth moving. Hearing impaired, they are able to communicate with the sign language. And did you know that sign language is not universal? I mean, there are 300 different dialects of sign languages, like our spoken language. So any person who have, I've shown you this sign language, and Korean person in sign language, they will not understand, most likely. Once saw a family, all four of them doing their sign language together, parent and child. They're doing the sign language, and I guess they were just actively talking to each other with sign languages, and maybe they're discussing or they're arguing, but they're just actively doing this. And one thing I noticed, they didn't have to wait for the one person to finish their sign language and then engage. I saw that simultaneously they were doing it. Sometimes two of them and sometimes three of them, they're just talking, and they were getting their information across, just like in our spoken language. We would, when we discuss or argue, we don't wait until next person to finish their talking, and we can just interrupt them. They do the same thing in sign language. That was interesting. Now, I still remember that looking at that, family talking in sign language, I thought to myself, well, if God gave me a hearing impaired child, I would most likely learn sign language. Why? Because I want to communicate my love for them. I want to tell them how much I care for them. I want to let them know what is valuable and important. I want to let them and communicate how God loves them and important in their life. So I wouldn't hesitate if my kids were hearing impaired. I would learn sign language to communicate. Now, why am I bringing this topic of communication? Because this reflects the significance of what God has done in us, in our life. We are here, living our daily life, very busy, often pursuing our own agendas and living our lives, but we can play deaf to God's voice. We may hear God, but we fail to listen to God. God tries to convey his messages to us, but out of our busyness, out of our own things in our life, we too can fail to listen to God. And that's what we see in the Old Testament. I mean, God delivering his message to his people over and over again with various different ways. And repeatedly and consistently, people failed to listen and listening to God. Did God give up in frustration? He tried a couple times and hey, it didn't work, so he gave up? No, he did not. God consistently delivering his heart, delivering his message over and over again in various different ways. What was God's ultimate method? God's ultimate method was his son Jesus Christ, sending his son Jesus to us so that he will be able to deliver precisely and crystal clear that we would know and hear the ways that we can understand in our level. That's Jesus. So what is the coming of Jesus? God sending a miracle, a messenger of who would speak his heart to us on a level that we can all understand. That's the miracle of Christmas, and that's a message of Christmas. Now, our Advent message series, The Miracle of Christmas, God sending his son to us as miracles. And my prayer is that you and I, we would not spend another Christmas, just another year of Christmas, but we would experience in our life this miracle. Yes, Christmas is all about God sending his son, giving us message. And this Christmas, we want to hear that crucial message that God wants to hear us in our life. Now, today we want to focus on the miracle of message. And our passage, Hebrews chapter 1, records a message, the miracle. It says, in the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir to all things and through whom also he made the universe. What is the purpose of God sending his son Jesus to us? It is to communicate God's heart to us in a ways that we can clearly understand. And we want to look at three miracles of God's message to us today. Number one, God speaks through history. God speaks through history. God has been speaking throughout history to reveal himself to us. I mean, it wasn't not like just one time he waited to send his son Jesus. No, throughout history, God sent many, many messages. God revealed himself throughout all history. Therefore, the entire universe, the Bible tells us that they praise God. They listen to this declaration that God is the creator, and they praise God forever and ever. Just listen to Psalm 148. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights above. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his heavenly hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you heights highest the heavens and you waters above the skies. Let him praise the name of the Lord, for at his command they were created, and he established them forever and ever. He issued a decree that will never pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all ocean depths, lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds that do his bidding. You mountains, all his hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, small creatures and flying birds, kings of the earth and all nations, you princes and all rulers on earth, young men and women, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens. You see, God, upon his creation, he made himself known, revealed himself to us so that we would know God. But in our hardened heart, our calloused heart, we have failed to listen to God. While the suns and moons and stars, they proclaim God. All the universe, they shout out praises of exaltation to God. All the animals, small and big, they praise God in their glory. Even the earth and nature, they all proclaim God. You and I, the image of God, we fail to listen to God and live responsibly. God also let his heart be spoken, communicated all in history. God spoke to Moses in the burning bush. God spoke to Israelites from the smoke and the fire on mountain. God spoke to Elijah in stillness, calmness, and small voice. God spoke to Isaiah in a vision in the temple. He spoke to Hosea through his family circumstances. He spoke to Amos in a basket of summer fruit. God spoke to Jeremiah through a potter's clay. He spoke to Joseph through dreams. God even spoke his message through a donkey. I mean, God used them all. He has speaking his message through visions, dreams, through angels, through Urim and Thummim, through symbols, natural phenomena, events, and many, many other means. He spoke and revealed himself in Ur of Chaldeans, in Haran, in Canaan, in Egypt, in Babylon. God's communication was not a monotonous, a repetitive angle, single approach. God used many different ways, yet people failed to listen. Prior to coming to Jesus Christ, there had been 400 years of silence. Since Prophet Malachi, the last message from God, there had been no prophet until John the Baptist arrived. God's revelation continued in the Old Testament, but it was fragmentary, occasional, and progressive because no single one of them contained the whole truth. They could not adequately capture all full picture of God's heart for us. In the Old Testament, God had been speaking, but people weren't getting his message. I mean, they didn't understand God's heart. They didn't understand God's plan, and too many claimed to speak for God, but though they thought understand God, claiming to be so-called professionals, but they were only misrepresenting God. Confusion, not understanding, resulted in the Old Testament. And that's where God sending his son Jesus to us. And that sending is second, God speaks through Christ. Our passage today says this, but in the last days, he has spoken to us by his son. At last, God sent his son, bringing his message to us, making it ever so crystal clear that in Christ Jesus, we know and hear what God's heart is so clearly that there is no second guessing. I mean, in the Old Testament, people try to understand, okay, when is the Messiah coming? When is this time? People can see about timing, but they can't really see when. But when Christ came, he came to deliver us God's heart. This is the kingdom of God. My Father's will for you is that you would turn away from your sins. God sent his son Jesus to us so that we can hear God's heart. We can understand God so clearly from Jesus. Jesus came to reveal God, not just as a messenger, because God, Jesus himself, he is the second head of God himself. Jesus is God's message. Jesus came to reveal God, making him known to us in the ways that we can understand. And that's what Hebrews says in verse 3. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being. Now, who is Jesus so that he can really convey God? Jesus is not just a simple messenger, but he says he is the radiance of God. This word, radiance, it says is an active shining. It's not passively, but it's an actively showing God. Jesus is the exact representation of God. He is God himself, the same substance with God. And therefore, that is why Christ Jesus can actively and perfectly, without no doubt, can address God's heart to us, can deliver God's heart to us, and make God known to us with no mistake. What is Jesus teaching? According to the verse 3, Jesus, sustaining all things by his powerful word, after he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven. Jesus, the second person of the Trinity, is the one along with God, made the universe. Jesus is the creator, and he sustains all the creation. Jesus is one who would give life. Our life is Lord Jesus. Jesus is the one in the present, past, and future who sustains all from the grandest cosmic structure to the smallest details of life, including yours and mine. And Jesus did this by purifying us. So Jesus' redemptive work is a very powerful redemption. Why? Because from that redemption, we have life. Life. That's how we live. And Jesus' birth is not just a cute and cozy story in the Bible. It is everything that you and I are. Where does our life come from? From that redemption that Jesus purified our sins. Now, John's gospel ascribes this, becoming word, becoming flesh, and living among us. And you might wonder who God is and how God is. The Bible tells us, as we see Jesus, that's who God is. When Philip asked Jesus this, okay, show me God to me. Show me God. And Jesus answered, don't you know me, Philip? Even after I have been with you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. Jesus declared in John chapter 30, 10:30, I and the Father are one. So Jesus' coming, arrival is God. That's a miraculous message. God came to perfectly give our message to us. And because of Jesus, we can precisely know God and his message. Jesus tells us, shows us, and exemplifies us who and what God is. And then number 3, God spoke a message of transformation. The miracle of Jesus, God's message, is not just in the fact that God speaks to us through his Son Jesus, but the message that has a power to transform us. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you believe in God's word? Do you believe God's word is active and powerful? If you really believe that God in the Bible, that he has spoken to us and gave this lively word to us, then we must believe this Bible is God's word, and God's word is active even to us, not just for those who were written 2,000 years ago, recipients 2,000 years ago, but for you and me right now, who live right now. And that's why we want to hold on to this God's word. We want to rely on this God's word. We want to make it ours in our life. Remember, I've given it repetitively about this. Do you have a life verse? Do you hold on to any verse in the Bible that is yours, your promise from God? Why? If you have, and when you have a life verse with you, you will dearly hold on to it. You will know this promise is for me. God speaks to me and God promised me this in my life. And that's a powerful weapon in our life. That becomes strength in our life. God's living word, powerful promise to me personally, becomes our strength and weapon against all.
Why?
Why? Because we believe God speaks to us, even today, for you and to me, through the Bible. Just past week, I was talking to a leader of Awana. We have an Awana group. I was talking to this person, and I was telling her about this concern that I have. You know, Awana, if you know anything, I mean, Awana is kids coming to memorize God's Word. And my concern was, all right, we pushed little kids to memorize and memorize his Bible verses, but my concern was, do these kids, we do this in English, and these Korean kids who come for English Awana, do they really understand these Bible verses that they memorize? I mean, my concern was, okay, they are blindly just memorizing without really fully understanding what they are memorizing. So I was sharing this concern, all right, you know, we're doing this wonderful job in Awana, and the kids are doing an excellent job. I mean, these kids, you will come, you want to see how they do. I mean, they are excellent. Some kids memorize 4 verses a week, 5 verses a week. I mean, they're just great pouring. They're pouring their heart to memorizing. But my concern was, all right, do they really understand and know what they memorize? Now, hearing my concern, this Awana leader said, well, Pastor, yes, they may not fully understand what they're memorizing, but they are still memorizing God's Word. And that hit me. That just hit me. That's right. I mean, it is not my business to concern and worry about whether they understand what they memorize. I mean, whether they, you know, try to grasp anything. You know, God's Word going into one's heart works God's power. You and I, most likely, if you memorize any Bible verse, you memorize it when you were young and stays with you for a long, long time. And you know what God's Word does? At an appointed time, when time comes, when you need it, guess what? God's powerful works His mighty power to warn us, to lead us, to protect us, to guide us, to shield us when the time comes right. That's the powerful work of God's Word. What is Christmas? Christmas is the greatest celebration of the greatest message for us. Emmanuel, God is with us. God came so near to us that we could draw near to Him. 1 Timothy 2:6 says that Jesus gave His life as a ransom for all. The miracle of Christmas is this. Jesus Christ came as a ransom to reconcile sinners to God. Jesus came so that God could reveal Himself and show His plan to us in ways that we can understand. Jesus came to proclaim God's message that we can be set free from sin's bondage and sin's hold in our life. And why would God do that? Because He so loves us. He loves us. He wants us to know His love. We are created for this, that we might know Him and love Him. And that's why God wants to deliver His heart to us. Let us know that He loves us so dearly. We don't live today as a guilt and regret, prisoners of sin. But Christmas is about God's message to transform and change our lives. So as a conclusion, we have all kinds of messages. I mean, some messages are uplifting and very wonderful, welcoming messages. But some messages and news to us, they are hurting and painful to us to hear. News and messages can affect us and make an impact in our lives. We live with constant news and messages. And certain messages can change your life. For instance, let me give us some bad examples. Let's say you hear a message from your doctor, hey, you have a cancer. Let's say you hear a message from your family far away, hey, your dad just passed away. Let's say you hear a message from your kid just got into big trouble. Let's say you hear a message from your spouse, hey, I want a divorce. There are unwanted and unwelcome messages that can impact and change our life. But there are other kind of messages, a message that can forever change us. Nothing can separate from God's love for us, the Bible says. And God speaks, trust in me with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge me, and I will never leave you, forsake you. I will direct your path. So would you please, at this time, repeat after me. Christmas is a message of change in Jesus. Let's say that one more time. Christmas is a message of change in Jesus. Amen, amen. The miracle of Christmas is the message of God. God loves you and me, and we want to hear this. We want to listen to God, believe in the message that God is speaking to us, and our life will never be the same again. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we ask you at this hour of worship to speak to our hearts through your Holy Spirit. Thank you for sending and giving us your Son, Jesus, delivering and making known who you are and what you are, what we need in our life, so wondrously, so clearly. Thank you for revealing to us the depth you would go in order to communicate your message to us in a way that we can understand. Help us to praise Jesus and welcome Jesus in this Christmas than ever before. In Jesus' name we prayed. Amen. Hallelujah.